If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
How soon did you know you were going to get the text yesterday? Get me Malcolm Nance!
No, I knew it. I saw it coming. I was like, oh my gosh.
We just had him on last week. The author of The Plot to Hack America, How Putin's Cyber Spies and WikiLeaks Tried to Steal the 2016 Election. Or I'm guessing that's going to be updated to
Crooked
Stole.
Hillary. Yes. Crooked Hillary. Lock her up.
Fantastic last night on the 11th hour on MSNBC, yeah. Explaining all of this to all of us. Former Navy officer Malcolm Nance. Good morning, Malcolm.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, well, wow. Wow, wow, Malcolm. Where do we even start? Like, boy, even with the sound off last night, the looks on all your faces, TV. Can you explain to us lay people how big this story really is?
It's explosive. That's what I said in Twitter, and here's why. There are two documents being discussed here. The first one is a two-page CIA and intelligence community endorsed report, which was a supplement to the highly classified presidential daily briefing that was given to Donald Trump. Then there is a 36-page unclassified report that was put out by this same MI6 officer that is now circulating around the Internet. The information that was in the two-pager came from the 36-pager. We just don't know what specific points were in there. And that leads me to believe, or certainly indicates, that those two pages of bullet points, the U.S. intelligence community either has information that has corroborated that, or has information that they do not want to release the sources and methods for, and it was just easier to take these corroborated bullet points. Now, I can't speak to the other 34 pages, right, of some of the crazy stuff that we've heard out there, but the indication of this is that Donald Trump has information on him that is blackmailable. The Russians know this. They have made the campaign and individuals aware of it, and it might explain some of the behaviors coming out of their camp.
Malcolm, everybody's talking about the fact that you used the phrase last night, we are in a constitutional crisis. I mean, they can spin this all they want, right, and call it a political witch hunt. But what you just said, that a hostile foreign power has blackmail material on the, you know, a possible president of the United States, there really isn't a bigger deal, is there?
No, and this is, it's more than a constitutional crisis. Look at it from my perspective in the intelligence community. It's a counterintelligence crisis. This is, you know, this is the stuff of fantasy magazines and old spy novels where you have someone who is close to the president, if not a candidate themselves, who is sympathetic, who has been ideologically manipulated to bring the dogs out. Right?
Yeah. Listen, everybody's alarmed, Malcolm, but go ahead.
You know, those are probably bomb dogs, right? They know what's going on. So, that being said, if a fraction of it turns out to be true, unfortunately, the moment Donald Trump swears and says, so help me God, all of this could be used to bring him to account, or, more importantly, any good president would say, hey, I don't want to be tied to a foreign intelligence agency, a former director of the KGB, or blackmail used against me. Let's get to the bottom of this.
Might the next words he hear be, you have the right to remain silent?
That would really be extraordinary, because the only way that can happen, I'm sure, you know, you'll get Lawrence Tribe or some constitutional scholar out here, is if, in fact, they impeach Donald Trump and he's removed from office, then he's subject to all, civil... false, but he would have to really be doing what, you know, Mike McFaul, former U.S. ambassador to Russia, a few weeks ago, he and I were on MSNBC, and he said, this is starting to smack of a cover-up, these denials.
Yeah, I mean, and here's Carl Bernstein right in the middle of it. Malcolm, I don't know if you, I'm sure you saw this in this morning's New York Times. It says one of the opposition research member quotes an unidentified Russian source is claiming that the hacking and leaking of Democratic emails was carried out, quote unquote, with the full knowledge and support of Trump and senior members of his campaign team.
That has to be cleaned up, and that's why we have a National Counterintelligence Center, who are the spy hunters in the United States government. It's not just political. this is a possible matter of where we have collusion between, like, WikiLeaks is a Russian laundromat. They are now working hand-in-hand with the Russian intelligence agency. So if you have, you know, some of these people who claim that they are 1 degree from WikiLeaks, that means you're just 1.5 degrees from the FSB, right? Russian intelligence, also known as the KGB, as they were in the old days, right? The bad guys.
Right.
So if that is collusion, and this is why when Brian Williams asked me last night, if I had one, you know, were given the opportunity to ask President Trump or NBC any question, it would be, what did your campaign know? When did your campaign know it? Is there any collusion or cooperation in your campaign at any level with WikiLeaks and people in Russia? If he says no, I mean, if they say no and they deny it, awesome. Let's investigate it and get to the bottom of it. If it's a lie, if it's a cover-up, well, we're going someplace this nation has never been before, which is manipulated by a foreign power and guided by a hostile intelligence agency to be sympathetic and put in a candidate that is essentially an asset of a foreign power.
Isn't that already some of the most damaging stuff in here, Malcolm, that according to this, that he's already made, assurances about dropping sanctions and about the Ukraine? I mean, in exchange for this damaging information on Hillary or other Democrats?
You know, that could actually be, and I've actually heard people argue that Carter Page going to Russia in July of last year, I've heard that back in August. And I've been speaking on this for about 6 months now.
Yeah. Somebody tweeted, who could have seen this coming? Oh, yeah, that guy, Malcolm Nance.
Yeah. So, you know, us spies, man, we're just way ahead of the game because it's our job. But for the most part, the one thing that really, really gets me concerned is the report, unsubstantiated, that they were offering to give the Kremlin information on Russian oligarchs who were out on the outs with Putin, who are living in the United States and essentially act as intelligence collectors against opposition and opponent groups. That would be a violation of the Espionage Act. That would bring them into the realm of counterintelligence, and it would require a serious spy hunting investigation, and it would not be pretty.
About 1,000 questions, but does this also explain to you why Manafort suddenly sort of disappeared at some point during the campaign?
Well, he disappeared as soon as all of his links were found. And let me tell you, that guy's an interesting character. I mean, he actually organized protests against a NATO defense exercise that was to be held in Crimea 1 year before Russia invaded Crimea.
Wow.
He stopped that exercise, or so it's alleged, with his protest that he was paid for and did at the behest of Moscow. So he actually damaged the defense of a NATO ally and allowed their territory to be seized. That's what people are alleging in Manafort's world. That in itself should already have a FBI counterintelligence investigation going.
But Malcolm, it's interesting you bring that up because this all goes to the FBI, and that's my main question: is Comey? He's up to this in his eyeballs, and to have him sit there and go, oh, I can't discuss an ongoing investigation after what he did, clearly, with the email thing, what is going on?
You know, I think this is where we are coming to a constitutional crisis. You know, the men and women of the FBI are patriots. These are people who go and they do a relatively thankless job day in, day out. Do they lean a little right? Yes, they lean very right. But, you know, I think that at the end of the day, if real malfeasance is brought to them, and a lot of this, they'll take it. But a lot of this information does not actually get to the FBI the way people think it does. They don't see a TV program and start an investigation. A lot of this information is intelligence that is shared to us by third-party, nations like Ukraine and Lithuania, Latvia, France, Germany. Then it has to be presented to them in a liaison meeting where they say, hey, we've got an American citizen who's doing something shady here. They would have to have a FISA warrant to accept that information and to do anything else. So if they see criminal malfeasance, to chase it down. But you're talking about potentially the greatest intelligence, if not political scandal in the history of the United States.
Well, thank you, Malcolm, but they had it. And then we have further evidence that then McCain brought it to Comey. I mean, what is going on with all of this? I don't understand how, I mean, Comey obviously sat on this while leaking the Hillary email thing, and this is not, as you say, and we talked about last time, that in other countries you'd have a redo of the election because this went all the way down ticket.
We don't redo elections in the United States, but, you know, we have mechanisms to correct this. You know, we have a saying in the military and intelligence. It's the stupid shall be punished. And if anyone is covering this up, if anyone is slow walking this in order that it could be explained away, particularly since Donald Trump will swear the oath of office that he will uphold and protect and defend the Constitution of the United States, if he goes into that, and that is not upheld, and we have information on that, the patriots in this, or, you know, in the U.S. intelligence community and inside the law enforcement community and the Justice Department have to understand that the Constitution is above any man. And if they can't live up to that, they need to get out of the job. Because I'm afraid that there's going to be a lot of, you know, Saturday night, you know, massacres going on here.
Well, Malcolm, we already have, of course, Carl Bernstein in the middle of this who broke Watergate. I mean, you know, could John McCain be, you know, this generation's Barry Goldwater that goes to him and says you have to step down? I mean, I don't know where do we go from here?
Yeah, well, you know, I hope right now that we are seeing that at least two senators we have this saying in the Navy. They've thrown down their anchor, which means they're not moving
right
on this. That's John McCain and Lindsey Graham. And to be quite honest, I can't wait to see what the Russians will leak about Lindsey Graham. I mean, these guys are opposition threats to whatever this intelligence operation was. And as I wrote in my book, The Plot to Hack America, this was an intelligence operation which was scripted by Russian intelligence. It is years long. They only saw that their man could be elected president a year ago, and they threw everything behind them. Graham and McCain right now are standing for the nation on this point, and it will be very interesting to see if they can move Mitch McConnell to moving to a select committee investigation where they have subpoena power. And that's the only place we're going to get to the bottom of this.
Well, that's what I mean. McConnell was complicit in this. He was obviously, you know, part of sitting on this information, right?
No, yeah, and no one gets away with secrets in Washington, D.C. This is not the sort of thing you will be able to sit on, especially as it develops. You know, the one wild card or the many wild cards that exist out there are our NATO allies. And, you know, they have national interests also. And if it appears that we are putting in a cardinal of the Kremlin,
right,
into the White House, someone who may not be a Russian agent, but certainly is more friendly to Russia than our allies, they have intelligence services too. And I said this as far back as the first week of August, that when we get a leak, it's going to come from a foreign intelligence service. And right now, look, it's a guy from MI6, right? British Secret Intelligence Service.
Yep.
But the French, the Lithuanians, the Latvians, the Estonians, the Georgians, they have sources in the Kremlin too. And, you know, I said this about Carter Page a few months ago. You know, if he went to Moscow and he's talking on the phone, his phones aren't secure. Not just to the Russians, but to our allies as well.
I got to tell you, Malcolm, like I was saying, you could just watch TV yesterday and see the looks on these people's faces, you know, realizing that they were complicit in this, in a Russian propaganda campaign that they gleefully beat up on, you know, these stupid, you know, WikiLeaks rumors and silly stuff and Hillary's emails. And they missed, as you probably said, the biggest story of our lifetime.
Well, you know, this story is unfolding. And I think, you know, that we have barely gotten to the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not just the intensity and depth of the Russian intelligence operation that was done against the United States in political warfare, information warfare, cyber, propaganda, the trolls, and the media swallowing every word out of their laundromat, which is WikiLeaks. Now, the media has to swallow every word of the rumors that are swirling out there. Because these rumors have a far greater depth of realism than, you know, a pizza parlor with a supposed pedophile ring in a basement in a building that doesn't have a basement.
Trump's going to be on in about 10 minutes, Malcolm. What does he do? What does he say? I think we're shocked that he's even going to go ahead with this. But, I mean, he's so dumb, excuse me, but the first thing he tweets is Russia says this is untrue.
Yeah,
he cites Russia as the credible source, proving our point exactly, right?
You know, there's in the intelligence community, there's an acronym for recruiting agents. It's called MICE, M-I-C-E. And the way that you get people to work for you, either as a witting or unwitting asset or as an actual paid agent, is first, it's always money. And yep. Donald Trump has a lot of financial interest in Russia. Second, it's ideology. Donald Trump has adopted their entire ideology of the Russian Federation, including their foreign policy. Third is coercion, where they come and blackmail you, or co-option, where they just show you that it's in your interest to come and work for them. And the final is they massage your ego. No one on this planet is a greater intelligence risk with regards to ego than Donald Trump.
Yeah.
So the MICE acronym for him is just Vladimir Putin was spy master of the KGB. He would have seen him as a colorful character who could be helpful someday. But then when he started running for president, he put in this massive information warfare operation and decided, let's go with this guy. Let's get him elected president.
Wow.
And maybe we have something over his head that will ensure...
Malcolm, quickly, because as usual, way over time, because if I would kidnap you, but you're too wily for that and keep you here all day. But what happens with the FBI if, I don't want to say Comey's, I don't know what Comey is. I don't know whether he's complicit or, but he sat on all this information. Do you have confidence that the FBI is doing an actual investigation of this enormous story?
Well, you know, the word is out now, and they're going to have to. The Senate is going to start slowly moving its way towards where this can't be ignored. This story is never going away. Never.
Yep.
And until someone can prove to us that there are zero invisible strings to that campaign. Not
right.
just Donald Trump. His wife, his children, his son-in-law, his daughter, all
oh
of
my
them.
God.
He ties to Russia.
Wow.
We don't know who's an actual agent.
Wow.
We don't know who's a witting asset and an unwitting asset.
Oh my God.
And did they accept the cooperation of a foreign intelligence agency to be elected. And
so oh, my God. The book is The Plot to Hack America, Malcolm Nance. Malcolm, I apologize in advance for being like that crazy ex-girlfriend that's going to call you continuously to be on the show. I hope you don't mind. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure, you guys.
All right, talk to you soon. Malcolm Nance.
I can't wait for Trump to put his hand to the Bible and say,
and it explodes.
So help me God, and then he gets hit by a lightning bolt.
Right, a giant lightning bolt. Yeah.